Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sechas Menachas, Parak Ches, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnahs are being learned because Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezach, and Find Yerzevik Hagun, Bikar of Mamish. And this Mishnah continues the previous one about what type of flour has to be used for Menachas, Ein Mivin, Lemi Beis Volim, no bringing flour from grain that was from Beis Volim, a field that needed to be fertilized, Vloim Beis Ashlachim, and not from a field that needed to be watered, Vloim Beis Ha'ilon, not from grain that grew among trees. All this grain is second rate. It's not top quality, it's not first rate, and therefore it should not be used for the mincha. However, v'mehevi, if the flour did come from such grain, kosher, it's still kosher. Now, ketzer, I say, how is he supposed to do it? That he gets a top quality flour from menachas. So first of all, nara shana rishayna. First year, he plows the field. Ubashnia zerakan l'pesach shevim yayim. And then in the second year, he plants the grain 70 days before Pesach. V'yaisus salis meruba, and that grain is going to produce a lot of flour. Now, how do we know if it's good quality flour? Ketzer ubaidek, how does he check? How does he make sure that everything was sifted properly and this is top quality? So a gizbar machnas is yad l'saicha. The gizbar, the treasurer of Beis HaMikdash, puts his hand inside the flour. Ala ba'avak, if some dust comes out on his hand, like flour dust, if that comes upon his hand, psula, it's pasul, achini fena, until it's sifted out from that dust. Bemeslia, if it became wormy, psula, it's pasul. Now let's just understand this dust over here. As a person sifts flour, the thicker, coarser pieces get stuck on top, and the finer flour comes through the sifter. Now there's a certain part of flour, as we just learned, which is called flour dust, that's not considered good quality. It's not what we would say is called fine flour. Fine flour still has to have a little bit of grain to it. It has to be a little tiny bit gritty. It can't be dust. If it's dust, that's already no good. That means that it was too finely sifted and that was kept in the flour. So that's what the gizbar has to check to make sure that there isn't any of this flour dust inside. And if there is, it has to be re-sifted, which means they use a very fine sieve that only allows this flour dust through it. That flour dust is left to the side, and whatever's on top of the sieve that gets kept, that's called soiles. That's very fine flour. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, now discussing the oil that's used for menachas, Tekaya alfa l'shemen. The place in Eretz Yisrael called Tekaya, that is the best olive oil. And Abishal Omer, he says, Shniola, Regev Bevar Yardain, the secondary place to get great oil from, which is Regev, which is on the other side of the Jordan River. Now, Kolaret is Hayuk Sheris, Elamikano Mivian, they can really bring oil from menachas from everywhere. It's just that this is where they would bring them from, because again, this had top quality oil. Now, Ein Mivian, Lemi Beis Zvon, Lemi Beis Shvachim, Lemi Mashin Nizr Benehen, no bringing oil from menachas from a field that need to be fertilized, or from a field that need to be watered, or from trees that had other plants growing in between them. That's because these don't produce top quality oil. However, him heavy kosher, if he did bring from those, it's kosher. That's just like the flour. Now, Ein Mivin on Pekinoin, no bringing oil from menachas from olives that didn't reach a full third of their growth. Vim heavy, and if he did do so, pasul, that's pasul oil. That's considered very low quality oil, and it simply is not able to be used for menachas. Also, Ein Mivin min agargrim shenishru mayim, no bring oil from olives that were soaked in water, v'loy min akvushim, and not from pickled olives, v'loy min ashlukim, not from cooked olives, and in all these cases also vim heavy pasul. If he did bring oil from these for his mincha, it's pasul because it's simply very low quality oil. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet and Hey, getting into a detailed discussion of the different types of oil that come from olives. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.